Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 419. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. As always, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for supporting me. And today I want to talk about challenging myself. I want to challenge you. I want to throw an idea out there that frankly is kind of counter to how I typically live my life and how I react to life around me. The idea is it's okay to not care about some things in life. It's okay to not care. It's okay to not even react to some things. It's okay to not even think about it once, let alone twice. It's okay to not justify it, rationalize it. It's okay to literally give something or someone no response. And I say this is counter to how I typically approach life because I do think, and I talk about it a lot, I think it's great to care. I think it's great to be the first to care. I think it's great to let your intuition, your natural emotional state, show you what is important and what is not important to you. That's how you learn. That's how you stop borrowing other people's truths and other people's opinions and standards. There's no greater power in life than your intuition and your sensitivity. And I think it's great to listen to both. I think it's great to let them guide you because that's how you learn what's important to you. But of course, if you're always listening, always reacting, always giving emotional responses to everything, it's exhausting. And I was thinking about this the other day, about how we can make a higher standard, a new boundary for ourselves that says, this does or this does not deserve a response from me. No response, no judgment. It's not worth my energy. And I was thinking about this, and I was thinking about in my life in particular, and I was like, yeah, this is a great idea. No one's going to really disagree with this idea that some things and some people don't deserve our energy. But then I think about how I live my life and the little things. And I kind of just realized that I often am just in absolute robot mode. And I rarely, if ever, practice this idea. I'm kind of like Oprah when it comes to my life. It's like, you get energy, you get energy, you get energy to all of the little things, every single one of them. Someone cuts me off in traffic, energy. Someone is late 15 minutes to a Zoom meeting, energy. Someone is rude to me, energy. Back when I was single and dating, someone cancels a date, someone flakes, someone changes their mind about what they want, energy, right? Our reaction to life around us, we're typically, 9 times out of 10, we're in robot mode. And we rarely, if ever, actually take time to say, this does or this does not deserve a reaction before we react. So I say, it's okay to not care. Sometimes it's, of course, okay to not react. And I want to talk about this in a very practical way to show how compassionate this is to ourselves. Not cold, not apathetic, none of that. And I've got a couple simple ideas here that I think will offer you peace. And I'll hop right into it. Before I do, today's episode is sponsored by Athletic Greens. I've talked about them in the past. I'm really happy to have them as a partner. I started taking their product AG1 because I wanted more energy. I'm 34. I want to take better care of myself by focusing on the things that typically I haven't. Vitamins, minerals, the vitamins and minerals that I should be taking to take care and support gut health, immune system health, nervous system health. And that's what AG1 offers. One scoop gives you 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food-sourced superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. I take it in the morning. I've been taking it every day in the morning for the past, several months at this point. And it tastes great, which is a great way to start my day. It contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial ingredients, and it supports better sleep quality and recovery, as well as mental clarity and alertness. So right now, thank you to Athletic Greens for sponsoring. You can reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. And to make it easy, Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/new mindset. That's athleticgreens.com/new mindset. So thank you to Athletic Greens for sponsoring this episode. Let's talk about mindfulness. Let's talk about this idea. The idea here is that not everyone deserves a reaction in life. And this is actually an idea that obviously isn't my own. This comes from originally, we're going throwback here, to Marcus Aurelius and his Meditations, specifically Meditations 6:52, which says the following. It says, "It is in our power to have no opinion about a thing and to not be disturbed in our soul." And there's a bunch of translations of meditation, so I don't know which one is like exactly 100% correct. It's a very old series of writings, but there's a translation of the idea which says, "You always own the option of having no opinion. There is never any need to get worked up or to trouble your soul about things you can't control. These things are not asking to be judged by you. Leave them alone." I love that so much, right? Highlight that. You always own the option of having no opinion. There are things that are not asked to be judged by you. Leave them alone. And I'm really drawn to this idea. Obviously, we're going back in time for this episode to the ancient philosophers here. I've been really inspired by Ryan Holiday lately and his stuff and his writing and Ego is the Enemy. But I like this idea a lot. Leave them alone. Don't even bother forming an opinion about it. And I like this because I think the greatest detriment to being human, which obviously is a gift, but there's a downside, is that we have become reaction robots, opinion robots. Without even thinking, without even giving ourselves permission, we give everything our energy by immediately forming an opinion about it, by immediately passing judgment on it. And it's very much exhausting if you think about it, right? That person cut me off in traffic. Boom, opinion. They must be having a bad day. That person stood me up for a date. They must be a fuckboy. Whatever. They disrespect me. That coworker didn't send me the file that I needed. They must be selfish. They must not think much of me. And so on, right? The little smallish things that happen to us, they get immediate energy from us in the form of judgment, in the form of opinion. And it's very exhausting. It really is. I do think it's healthy, of course, as I talk about all the time, it's healthy to understand that other people's actions and their detrimental effect in our life is largely because of their own imperfections. I think it's helpful to stay rooted in that. But beyond that, it's exhausting to always be reacting and passing energy to those imperfections around you. So I've always been kind of drawn to this idea from Marcus Aurelius, and this idea I've learned is more rooted than just this passage. It's an ancient Greek philosophy, and it's one word, and I'll say it here, and I'm unsure if this is the correct pronunciation. I looked it up, but it's Greek, and I'm unsure, so please don't judge me. But anyway, the technique here is rooted in Greek. It's called epoké. And it's a technical term, epoké, that literally translates to suspension of judgment. Suspension of judgment. And that's what I want to talk about here. Suspension of judgment, epoké. And the idea here is to literally memorize this word. And the next time something happens, I want you to say this to yourself, epoké. Epoké. I suspend judgment first. First, before I react, before I give energy, epoké. I suspend judgment. It doesn't deserve any judgment. And I kind of laugh because this reminds me of characters in movies where the character is like super stressed or neurotic and they try to calm themselves down through some kind of mantra or whatever. I'm thinking about Adam Sandler and Jack Nicholson in the movie Anger Management, where Adam Sandler is always going goose fraba, trying to calm down. Or I'm thinking like Martin Lawrence in Bad Boys. His therapist encourages him to say woosah. So he's always going woosah, trying to calm down. And these characters, right, they say these things, these mantras, as a means of putting up a boundary between their stress in their life, the thing they're experiencing, and reacting to it. They're putting up this barrier. And I think we need something like this in our lives, internally or externally. You could say it if you want, but a boundary between what is happening, between what happened, and our robot energy reaction to it. So I say epoche. When something happens, you don't immediately give it anything. You don't label it. You don't rationalize it. You don't do that. You just accept it as is. You suspend judgment. Epoche. And again, here, I'm talking about smaller things in life. I'm not talking about like a big breakup or something traumatic. That, of course, deserves introspection. It deserves energy. It deserves, you know, mindfulness. I'm talking about the little things that definitely add up in life. I'm talking about if someone flakes on you on a first date, you don't even know them, but they flaked on you. I'm talking about someone who's rude to you at a restaurant. I'm talking about getting cut off in traffic. I'm talking about a slow person on a sidewalk when you're late to a meeting, and so on, right? In those moments, can you practice epoche and say, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Because our reaction to those types of things, 9 times out of 10, is to immediately pass judgment and assume that it does matter. It does matter. And we assign meaning to it. And when we assign meaning, we assign judgment. And judgment means emotion. So we're giving these things emotion, energy, and judgment really without our own permission. Who does this person think they are? Yeah, they must really hate their life. They must think I won't get upset that they can walk over me. Whatever. Immediate, without thinking. We give our sense of self over to these things in the form of judgment. And judgment is emotion. But do those people, do those things, do those circumstances deserve our emotion? No. I would say, for the most part, no. And I'm sure you'd agree in retrospect, but in the moment, we're very quick to pass judgment, to want to form an emotion-driven opinion of what happened. So the question is, though, can we push ourselves to see that our reactions to those kinds of things in life don't matter? Our reactions don't matter. They don't change what happened. They don't change the past. They don't change what happened or didn't happen. And again, I try to think about this really practically. Like, I try to find a place of power as a source to like live these mindsets, right? Let's think about it this way. You as a person, you've grown a lot. Right? You've grown a lot, call it, over the past 5 years. You've had ups and downs. You've healed. You've leveled up. You've learned about yourself. You've challenged your conditioning. You've created new standards and new boundaries, all these things, right? Maybe you've read my books. You clearly listened to this podcast. You're in it. You're good. You're dedicated to inner peace and growth and mindfulness. Nice. Very nice. But then you're living your life. Someone cuts you off driving. Someone flakes on you. Someone's rude to you. Someone disrespects you in a small way. And there you are, without any say in the matter, you give them judgment, you give them a reaction, you give them anger, frustration, jealousy, whatever it is. And that is what I have issue with in life, right? We have grown so much. We've practiced so much healthy and compassionate self-control in our lives in other areas. We don't lower our standards for less than what we deserve. We put in hours and hours and hours working our asses off. We love ourselves. We love others. We're in the driver's seat, amazing. But then, in an instant, we surrender ourselves to the little things by allowing ourselves to form a reaction, an opinion, or judgment towards them. We let them draw an emotion out of us. We let them do that. But they don't deserve it. It doesn't deserve it. Like, in your life, try to think about something or someone where right now you could genuinely say, I don't care. I don't care. Not because you're some cold or closed off person, but because it was long ago, because you've grown, or because, you know, you've realized that it's so far from what you deserve that you have zero interest in them, right? You don't keep tabs on them. Their name is just the name, whatever. Do that right now. Think about a person or an instance like that. Doesn't it feel good to just have a reaction of no reaction, just calm and peace? Wouldn't it be great to feel that way, like in real time, when something threatens your inner peace? I sure think so. This is the goal, of course, here. We're talking about self-control. I think about the other day I was at a concert here in Chicago. It was an outdoor concert, really, really crowded. Long story short, the headliner was on, and myself and my girlfriend and a bunch of friends, we were at the front, but we were about to leave. My girlfriend and I were about to leave to try to beat traffic, pro move there. And we were leaving, right? So we turned around from our friend group who were, some of them were going to stay, and we headed back out through the crowd to get out, right? We're trying to get through this big, thick crowd. And about 20 feet, just 20 feet after we started walking, we ran into one of our friends who was looking for the rest of our friend groups. She had gotten drinks and was trying to find us, but couldn't. So we bumped into her and we were like, okay, we'll help you get back to them and then we'll leave. We'll like drop you off. So I took the lead here and was trying to lead the three of us back through the crowd. And it was really rough because we were like trying to get forward. And everyone was being such assholes because they think we were trying to cut through and blah, 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 blah. And we were trying to get, you know, just 20 steps back to where we were to drop our friend off and then get out of there. And this one woman was literally yelling in my face. She was going, no, no, and all this stuff. And so I turned to the person next to her and I was like, hey, excuse me, I'm so sorry. We're just trying to get there and then turn around. We're trying to drop our friend off. She was like, yeah, no problem. But that one woman was so angry and loud and yelling and didn't care about what I was trying to accomplish. She was so combative. And I just think about that moment, like immediately with her yelling and screaming, my heartbeat started. I could feel the adrenaline. I could feel the standoffishness starting to escalate in me. But I also remember the concept of epoké. Talking about real life here. I remember just trying to be calm. She doesn't deserve a response. Why would she deserve a response? So I gave her nothing, obviously, but it's just like, I'm thinking about these real life moments, right? It feels good to not care, to not allow that angry, combative person to pull an emotion out of me. It feels good to suspend judgment, to not react to her reaction, to not be a reaction robot. And so just at the end of the day, I want to challenge us. I want to challenge me. I want to challenge you to practice this idea of epoké, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, to suspend judgment. And I'll say, if you're human, sure, you're going to naturally get upset at some things in the immediate, right? If someone cuts you off, you might be, what the fuck, right? Of course. But it ends there. It ends there. Epoké. At that point in time, does it deserve anything further? Does it deserve any further judgment? Do we need to even hang on to this? No, because we need to give ourselves permission to not care. Truly, it is so calming to see that act, that circumstance as imperfect, to see it as their issue, but to leave it there. It's okay to not care. Epoké. And when you do this, it leads you to what the philosophers call ataraxia, which is called tranquility of mind. And I think practically we can get this. We can strive to find this ataraxia, this tranquility of mind through suspension of judgment. They did something, someone acted imperfectly, someone said something rude to you, someone lost out on a good thing by, you know, not seeing what you bring to the table. That's them. Why should I get involved any further? I prioritize epoké because I deserve tranquility of mind. I suspend judgment because it doesn't deserve any more energy. It doesn't deserve me to sit here and rationalize or try to create a backstory. None of that. Think about how peaceful it is to just observe something, to like snap into third person and just observe and see rather than to react. That's power. That's self-control. That really is inner peace, and it's what you deserve. So just want to throw this out there, this idea, epoké, keep it in your pocket, pull it out the next time you're in a circumstance where you're tempted to just react and see what it does for you. So that's it. I'll end it right there. If this was helpful, I'd be super grateful if you'd share the podcast with a friend. And if you're looking to start a new rewarding life chapter, be sure to check out my new book, But First, Inner Peace. It's available exclusively on Amazon. But that is it. Thank you, as always, for listening. Thank you so much for supporting me. And until next episode, I'm out.